Krista Wessel, and this is On Deck with Young Musicians, where every Saturday at 5 o'clock on All Classical Portland, we celebrate young musicians right here in our community. Today, we will get to know a 16-year-old from McMinnville. His name is Brendan Brewer. As you can hear, Brendan is a pianist, quite a fine one at that, but he's also a talented composer. We will hear some of the music he's composed in just a few minutes, but first, some background. Though Brendan now studies pretty seriously with Michael Allen Harrison, his life as a pianist started pretty casually. It was only after a keyboard showed up at his house that he began taking lessons at all. As he tells us, at that time, piano was never really a very big part of his life.
It wasn't like my main goal in life. It was just like, it was mainly still a side hobby. Kids at school thought I was really good and felt good to, you know, hear them say, hey, good job, man. You're doing really well.
But I like hearing that your friends thought it was cool.
Yeah.
And sometimes the opposite is the case. Your friends think you're a nerd because you're in music, but you must have good friends.
I do have good friends. I feel like it's not that way anymore. I think I don't see many people bullied for that kind of stuff.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's encouraging.
At least at my school.
So when you started studying with Michael Allen Harrison, what changed in the way you think about piano and the way you play piano? What changed?
Just about everything. I mean, he's kind of provided me just the entire groundwork for how I practice, how I play. But yeah, at the time, I didn't know how transformative it would be. My mom kept telling me, like, hey, this is, like, amazing, you know? He's a master pianist. He's known all over Portland. I mean, this guy's great. He's taught me to take learning slowly. So, like, that's one of the biggest things he stresses.
What do you mean by that?
It's kind of specific, but just taking it one note at a time. Because when people practice, you know, I'm assuming a lot of people don't practice very well. They kind of just jump on, look at the notes, attempt to play something. But, you know, that's not really the most efficient way to do things. Taking it one note at a time and really ingraining it into your muscle memory. It's one of the I think it's the best way to do it. It's probably the best way to do it. I don't see any other way to really learn something complicated.
It also sounds kind of torturous.
It is very torturous. It's hard to sit down, to want to sit down for like an hour and, you know, learn a Grieg concerto. Learn six measures of a Grieg concerto.
One note at a time.
One note at a time, yeah.
Well, how do you, if it's torturous, how do you keep at it? How do you keep going?
Deadlines are a big one. Knowing that if I don't do it, you know, I'm not going to be ready. Thinking forward, maybe? Is that how you say that?
Kind of like projecting, envisioning the future?
Yeah, because knowing that once I complete this, because, I mean, I'll look up performers on YouTube who know the song, and, like, once I complete this, I'm going to be able to play it that way. And that's going to be amazing. Because, like, I did that with Chopin's first ballade. It started off, you know, super slow. It sounded horrible, but I mean, I've performed it like three times now, and every time it was great.
So the shorthand way of saying it is that you know that the payoff is going to be worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it. Yeah. Can you tell me about some of the biggest payoffs you've had performance-wise? Some of the most thrilling performances?
Well, I mean, the most thrilling performance so far was 10 grands.
Oh, wow. Now, this is for those who haven't attended a 10 grands concert. This is 10 grand pianos on the stage.
10 grand pianos on the stage.
Of the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
How did you come to be on that stage?
So, there's two shows. There's the 10 grands for kids show and then the adult show. So, the 10 grands for kids show, Michael tries to get students. Some of them are his students. Some of them are students across the country. Or not across the country. I think they're just local. But yeah, 10 grand for kids, for kids, by mostly kids. And yeah. The adult show, though, that's mainly where professionals are. And sometimes kids get in, and I got in,
Wow. Obviously.
So yeah, I didn't expect to get in. I didn't even know what I was going to play. But yeah, I was doing a recital. I was playing the Chopin's Ballade, and Michael was talking to me. I walked back into the audience, and I didn't know he wanted to keep talking to me. He was like, oh, by the way, Brendan, you're going to have a seat at the 10 grands this year. And I wanted him to say it again because I didn't, I didn't completely understand what he was saying at the time, but, you know.
Yeah. Excuse me?
Excuse me?
That's a fun story. 16-year-old Brendan Brewer. He is a student at McMinnville High School and is obviously a pretty fine pianist. I'm Crystal Wessel. This is On Deck with Young Musicians, made possible in part by the Metropolitan Youth Symphony, inviting young musicians at all levels of experience to join new friends in orchestral, band, and jazz ensembles. Rehearsals are in Portland and for new strings in Hillsboro. MYS musicians receive regular coachings by members of the Oregon Symphony, and tuition assistance is available. Auditions are in August or by appointment at playmys.org. We just heard 16-year-old pianist Brendan Brewer mention that he recently had the opportunity to perform on stage at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall in Portland as part of the annual 10 Grands event. And I wanted to know, for this very big performance, if he was nervous at all.
It probably would have been more scary if I was playing something that I didn't write, because I played my own composition.
Wow.
And so no one had ever heard it before. I could pretty much do whatever I wanted. I knew exactly what I was doing, so it made it a lot easier.
So tell me about the piece that you performed in that 10 Grands concert. You wrote it. What's it called? What's it about?
It is called Solitary Dreams, and I started writing this other song, and then it originated in just like a middle section of that song, but then Michael was like, hey, go back to that one section there and just play that for me. And then I played it for him, and he's like, no, that's its own song. We should, let's move on to that for a little while. And then I wrote an entire piano solo for it. But then Michael wanted me to enter a composition competition.
Wow.
Composition competition. Say that five times fast.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I eventually ended up writing a whole nother violin section. There's a whole part two to it.
Were you composing at all before you hooked up with Michael Allen Harrison? Or did he encourage you to compose?
He pretty much encouraged me to compose. I think every kid on the piano messes around and writes their own little songs, but I wasn't really composing. I wasn't writing stuff down. I wasn't actively trying to make what I was writing better. I don't know how I do it sometimes. I mean, melodies just come to me, and I feel like they're not actually my melodies, because I don't know, I feel like I've heard them all before. And I think that's probably a good thing if I haven't, because that means they're, you know, good.
So composition, is this your future?
That's what it's looking like.
Yeah,
I mean, I do like composing. I like classical, I like playing it, but I don't think I could spend, you know, 40 years doing it as my career, just because I'm not that passionate about it. I mean, I think every pianist should be trained classically, just because, you know, it teaches pretty much everything you want to know about the piano. But I think composition, whether I go into movies or video games or anything like that, or just writing my own albums or something like that.
Based upon what we're hearing right now, I think he's got a pretty good chance at success. That is 16-year-old Brendan Brewer. We are hearing a part of his composition entitled Solitary Dreams right now in the background. If you'd like to hear Brendan perform in person, he will be a part of 10 Grands on the Diamond, August 11th at Hillsboro Stadium. You can find out more about that event in the cultural calendar at allclassical.org. I'm Krista Wessel. This has been On Deck with Young Musicians, where every Saturday at 5 o'clock, we celebrate young musicians in our community. A reminder, every single episode of On Deck has been archived at our website, along with photos and videos of these kids. So to listen to this episode of On Deck again, find out more about Brendan Brewer, just head to allclassical.org. Click Programs, and then On Deck. Thanks for joining me today. I hope to see you on deck again next Saturday. Thank you.